Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Hump a Dump Day Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's the 15th of April, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start your Hump Day edition off with some hacker news. I know, we just don't know when it's going to happen now. We used to have Hacker Tuesday, then we had Hacker Thursday. Now it's Hacker Wednesday. I guess every day is Hacker Day. Today's hacking news is going to deal with Google and its Malaysian site. Yes, the nightmare of not having Google greeted Malaysians yesterday after hackers managed to redirect users towards a malicious page. Now, if you're thinking, hackers broke into Google? Not exactly. It appears the hackers breached the MYNIC, that's the Malaysian-based domain name service, that actually runs the addresses at the end of the .com or the .my, shall we say. The good thing about it, since it was just a page redirect and not an actual hack on Google, that pretty much means your personal info was not stolen. Now, if you are in Malaysia right now and you're listening to our podcast, as of right now, it still really hasn't been fixed. So Google is asking its users to visit its no country redirect site at google.com/NCR. Details have been announced about WWDC, Worldwide Wrestling. Oh, no, Tom, I'm talking about the Apple event, sorry. Yes, the Worldwide Developers Conference that's going to kick off June 8th in San Francisco. Now, not a whole lot is known about what's going to be going down at the WWDC, but there are a few rumored announcements, of course. We might be seeing a new Apple TV. At least I hope we will be. There's also some speculation that Apple may announce its upcoming Beats-based streaming music service. And more than likely, we'll see Apple reveal tips for developing Apple Watch apps with its Watch SDK. So get your calendars marked and get your tickets booked. San Francisco, dude, here we come. Whoa. Everything is about 4K nowadays, so why shouldn't your phone be about 4K too? Yeah, that's what Sharp thinks anyways. Sharp has revealed a 5.5-inch display with, get this, 3,840 by 2,160 resolution. Holy crap! That's a density of 806 pixels per inch. With that kind of resolution, that's got to be eating up the battery. But Sharp is saying, no. This is going to be low power consumption. Really. I love the phrase, though. Low power consumption. That means it's going to draw power, but just not as much as you probably think it's going to. Now, no, this thing isn't available to hold in your hands quite yet. Sharp says it won't mass produce the display until 2016. Any bets they're still working on that battery life? So I know you're thinking, why in the hell does this matter on a cell phone to have 4K resolution? Our eyes can't possibly distinguish that. My guess, it's probably going to be moving towards the VR headsets, where the display is right up next to your eyes and then stretched right across. Other than that, I can't really see any other purpose for it. Other than the fact to go around to everybody else and say, hey man, check it out, I got 4K resolution in my hands, man. Well, if you didn't have enough languages already for YouTube, guess what? There's 15 more coming at you now. YouTube developers are doing everything they can to bring the world together no matter what you speak. With 15 more languages added, that covers about 76 total, which is actually quite impressive. Which YouTube is saying covers over 95% of all the native tongues over the internet. As for the new languages being covered by YouTube, well, it's probably best you go over to the YouTube site and check that out for yourself. Some I can't pronounce so well, and most I can't even read. And finally, as if a selfie wasn't narcissistic enough already, maybe we could take that one step further, you think? Path thinks we can, with automated selfies, oh yay. Path has come up with a new app called Kong, as in, King Kong. I don't think that's what King Kong sounds like, but you get the drift. It's going to help you make looping selfie GIFs. Oh, wonderful. How this new Kong app is going to work, you'll be presented with a grid of selfies shared by people you follow and a shutter button at the bottom of that screen to allow you to create your own GIF. And of course, with the Kong app, you're going to be able to share your narcissism with the rest of the world via Twitter, Facebook, and even Instagram. You can categorize these images with the usual hashtags and blah, 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 blah. Path is also saying that their new Kong app can either be private or public. But hey, we're talking about selfies here. Why wouldn't it be public, right? For those of you ready to stick your face in another place, it's rolling out today via iOS and Android. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Promise, no selfies. That wraps it up for your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. But we will be back tomorrow, of course, to get you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best tech news. Until then, though, have a fantastic hump day. And thank you so much for listening.